Into Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. We're talking about leaving a legacy. We're talking about Roger Henderson and the legacy that he's left for us. I'm thankful for Roger. Perhaps you would recognize the text in 2 Timothy chapter 4. The Apostle Paul, about to leave this world, talked about the legacy that he was leaving. Let me read those three verses for us. Paul says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." The Apostle Paul recognized the Christian life is a battle. He said, "I fought a good fight." And may I say to you, I believe that would be very much words that could be applied to the life, work, and ministry, the legacy of Roger Henderson. We would talk about his schedule sometimes, and Roger would say, "Well, Dr. Youngblood, I usually get up 4:30 of the morning. I'm over at the station 5:30, 6 o'clock, and usually it's about 3:15, 3:30 before I leave, but then I have other things that I do in my studio at home in preparation of other material that's needed." He said, "But I don't look at it as work. I'm serving the Lord. It's ministry, and I'm thankful for the privilege of serving the Lord Jesus Christ." Ladies and gentlemen, that's a legacy that we can look at with admiration. That's a legacy we can look at and understanding that that's the right heart, the right mindset, the right conviction, the right commitment for any person that says yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Perhaps you're listening today, and you've heard the voice of Truth Radio. That's who I've always referred to Roger. In fact, just a little footnote on that. I'd said for 12 years, I said, "Roger, if that station ever fires you, I'll no longer be on the air." I said, "Because your voice makes the difference in our broadcast." And I still say that, and I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful that God has seen fit. We don't understand it. We don't understand God's will. We do not fully understand God's plan. We're simply the recipients of His love, His mercy, and His grace, with the privilege and the opportunity, with life that He gives us, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ each and every day. As we serve the Lord, we should serve Him with gladness in our heart and the realization and the recognition that we have one life to live. 'Twill soon be past, and only that which is done for Jesus will last. That ought to be the mantra and the mindset. Dr. Phelps, do a little footnote to that, and then we'll take our calls.
One of the great things that we learn from reading and studying the Scriptures is that God gives us responsibilities in life.
Yes.
And He entrusts us with those responsibilities, and He fully intends to reward us for it. God does not give us responsibilities and opportunities to serve, but that He has in mind that we will be rewarded.
Amen.
And I'm reminded that many of the scriptures, such as Matthew chapter 25, were told of those that he entrusted or gave a stewardship. And then he said, as they finished their course, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Amen. That's the key. Well done.
So I would like to mention some of those rewards, where we call them.
Briefly give us a thought on that.
In the world seems to want to give awards. They're called awards in this world, but God calls them rewards. The difference is that the awards of this world are only temporary, but the rewards that God gives are eternal.
Eternal.
And we can rejoice in that. God will fully reward those who serve him. And the crown that we read about in 2 Timothy chapter 4 is one of five that's mentioned in the Bible.
Amen.
And the one that's mentioned there is the crown of righteousness. And according to the scriptures, that crown will be given to all that love God's appearing.
That look forward to his appearing.
We're looking forward to this glorious event of the soon coming of our Savior.
Amen. Absolutely.
But there are rewards. And I'm sure that our people will understand that the rewards await believers when we're then in heaven with the Lord.
Absolutely. Let's take a moment. I believe we have Alexis and Colby, co-workers of Roger, on the line. Go ahead with your comments, please.
Hey, good afternoon. We appreciate you guys doing this wonderful tribute to our beloved Roger. This is Alexis. I've worked with Roger since 2011, and he was more than a coworker. He was a very, very dear friend of my family's, and we miss him very much. And it's still a shock to our system, and I am trying to live on his legacy with, you know, treating people the way he did and filtering everything that I do and say through Roger's lens. You know, he would never say an unkind word. He was always praising Jesus. I would hear him walk up and down the hallway, "Forgive me, Father, forgive me, Father." And that is, I mean, and so I'm just doing my very best to honor him. He always called me his little sister. He was like a big brother. He was protective. The world feels very, very different and very, very heavy without him.
Amen. Well, Alexis, thank you for that. It's a blessing to hear that. It just simply corroborates what I have said, and as I have seen in Roger's life, it was always, always. In fact, I don't believe in 12 years I ever heard him say one negative thing about one human being, any of the co-workers, anybody he worked around. But one of the things, and perhaps you're aware of this, he continually talked about his dear wife and his four daughters, how much he loved them, and what he was looking in their lives at. And I can just simply commend him for training. In fact, you go back to the scripture, "Can't train up a child the way he should go. When he's old, he will not have departed from it." And I believe that was Roger's mindset. Roger's mindset was committing the word of Christ into the hearts and the lives of his children, that God had given him the honor and the blessing of training. So, Alexis, thank you so much for your call. And I'm looking forward to what God is still going to do in the heart and the life of co-workers, those that have seen Roger, work with Roger, and now walking in his footsteps and impacting lives for eternity. And that's what Roger was doing. That's the legacy he left, impacting lives for eternity. Alexis, thank you so much. Is Colby almost on the line also?
Yes, I am. I was just going to share one of my favorite Roger memories, because similar to Alexis, I feel all of those things. I see all of those things. I've experienced it. And I would say I was frustrated at work, and I had to get a project done, and I didn't know how to do it. And Roger was slammed, like he always is. And no one else was here, and I was like, "Roger, I'm sorry to be a bother. Will you help?" And he was like, "I always have time for you." And that was Roger for everybody. Amen. He always had time for everybody. And I think it's because Jesus was never in a hurry, and he was the most important person, and Roger was never in a hurry either. So I really appreciate that characteristic of him. He made you feel like the most important person,
yes,
and that he was never too busy for you.
Yes, that was Roger. In fact, Colby, if I could take a moment, do a little parenthetical footnote to that. On occasion, when we would have difficulty with the transmission and the broadcast here from our studio, Roger would say, time the broadcast is over. He said, if you don't mind, I'll come over there. I'll drop by. He's going out of his way, but I'll drop by and take care of the problem. Many occasions, he would come in, time the broadcast is over, take 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes to straighten the technological problem out so that we would have free sail the next morning for the broadcast. So you're exactly right. I commend Roger for that, and I want his wife and family to know how much we love them through Roger, knowing them through communication with Roger, and I'm thankful for the legacy that he's left behind at Truth Radio Network and in the lives and the hearts of those that have listened to Roger's wonderful voice on radio for so many years. God has a faithful servant that he's called home, and it's the well done, the good and faithful servant. I believe that Roger is hearing now from the hands and the arms, the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. Colby, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. God bless you. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe Jim is on the line.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are, Jim.
Doing well. I've talked with Roger short periods of time. Over the years that I've called into the show, I've talked to him 10 seconds here, 15 seconds there. I've called into a radio show that he co-hosts in the morning on another station. He's a wonderful individual. His voice is distinctive and very noble. I was shocked when I heard of his passing. I told Dr. Davis later on that Monday that I'm looking forward to meeting him, and that whole thing about when we're here in this life and how we want to spend time doing or meeting or getting to know somebody, that when I'm in heaven, I've got the rest of eternity to get to know him even better.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, Jim,
amen.
I'm thankful for you and your faithfulness in the following up and being one of the callers on our broadcast so often and hearing the voice of Roger and talking with him. I'm going to take a moment while you're still on the air to use a little footnote moment. I've got an article that was written by an individual. It says, I was incredibly blessed to call Roger my dearest friend, not only in radio, but in life. Roger was one of the best human beings this world has ever known. Most importantly, he was a man whose life was a living testimony for Jesus. You didn't have to spend much time with Roger to know where his heart was. His love for the Lord was evident in the way he loved others, with his kindness, his humility, his generosity, his joy, and his unwavering faith. It is a good footnote for that kind of legacy to be left. It is my prayer that our listeners today, Jim, will recognize that we're everyone leaving a legacy. And my prayer is that there will be a challenge today from this remembering Roger, leaving a legacy, will be a challenge to our listeners to build a legacy that says to the world that we'll leave behind, we love Jesus, we're wanting to point others to Jesus, and we want others to go with me to see Jesus in that place called heaven. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you as we keep looking up. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We've got other callers on the line, but I want to go to Marshall. Ask him to share a thought about Roger, his legacy.
Legacy, how important it is. A man's greatest legacy, and I hold this statement, and I'll defend it with the first couple of chapters of Genesis. A man's greatest legacy is the woman he chooses to walk through life with him.
Amen.
You look into a man, the face of the man's wife, and you should see Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And God caused Roger to ask Bernadette to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
And because he walked through life with Bernadette, people were blessed He had daughters who will continue his legacy. But the way he lived his life with his wife and how his wife shaped him, because that's what a wife does.
Oh, yeah.
She shapes her husband and makes him a man for the agora. Mm-hmm. And Bernadette did a great job, didn't she?
Amen.
Because our brother, Roger, was a man with a great legacy.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
All I can say.
Amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. We're talking about the life and legacy of Roger Henderson, the one that I have always called the voice of Truth Radio. What kind of legacy are you leaving today? That telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe Raymond is on the line. Raymond, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for remembering Roger today. And I just wanted to call in briefly and just offer prayers for his family and give honor to where honor is due. And I didn't have the privilege to personally know Roger, but man, I mean, all of these years, I don't even know how far back, as long as I can remember, of him working in the radio and taking my phone calls, listening to him. And I had a unique opportunity over the last year and a half, just some personal circumstances that allowed me to listen to him on the radio in the morning time with Ed Dean. And, you know, I just really noticed how much he really brought to just regular conservative talk radio, even though, you know, this was the Christian station, but the other station really was just conservative talk. But how much the truth of the gospel and his testimony that he brought on that radio program that I got to hear in the last year and a half. So I just want to give honor and you know, just pay my respects. Roger was a wonderful guy, and he sure let everybody know about the faith in Jesus Christ and the truth of the gospel. And, you know, just one thing to add a little fun to it. I guess there's no fun but humor, and just appreciate Roger. I'll tell a funny story is that, you know, oftentimes my wife would have to roll her eyes. Because, you know, I would love to his voice, and I always, for as long as I can remember now, you know, he always did the voiceovers, and so he was the voice of your radio program. Mm-hmm. So I would always walk around and just kind of mimic his voice, you know, and always say, I mean, we just heard it just coming on here at noon. Just a few minutes ago, we heard that booming voice, you know. You know, let's face the issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. You
That's
know,
the reason I've called him the golden voice of Truth Radio. Hey, yes.
Yes.
Amen. I would just walk around and be silly like that and mimic that. Like, I do it all the time just to laugh, you know. And so it's just, you know, we'll miss him, but we appreciate what he did, and we certainly are praying for his family. And thanks again for allowing us the opportunity to honor him today, Dr.
Absolutely.
May God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, Raymond, as we keep looking up. Mm-hmm. I believe Laura is on the phone. Go ahead with the question or comment, please. Laura, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
I thought Laura was on the phone. Who is this, Laura?
This is Stu Epperson.
Stu Epperson. God bless you, brother.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for doing this special tribute. I love what the other brother just said, and just can't picture this show or any of our stations without that golden voice on there. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It really is. I'm still in the state of awe that the Lord has chosen to do that. We can't blame God, but I'm thankful to have known him for the years that I have, and I'm thankful for your network that's had him as the voice of Truth Radio for so many years. And I don't know. I just simply want to say, and I'm not saying this in a negative sense, I don't know where you go to replace him. But anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, no, you know, you think of, really, you know, Paul said in Philippians 1, verse 3 of the church in Philippi, you know, he was in prison, and he said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that when we hear the name Roger Henderson, you know, from now to when we are called to heaven, we're going to thank God for how God used him to touch so many souls. I mean, we couldn't have done this radio. I just remember it was him and Calvin there in the early days, and we were trying to figure out when we had just, got involved in the ministry down in Jacksonville and the original station, and then God blessed us with some more stations. But Roger was always just, he was on point. He always did anything and everything and more.
Yes, yes.
Than he was ever asked to do. And he did it with a, hey, you know, it's one thing to do it. It's another thing to Colossians 3:23 do it. You know, you do it as unto the Lord.
Amen.
And he did it with a smile, and anyone that called, he took time with. He loved the people. He cared for the people. You knew he was there. You knew he would pray for you. If he said he'd pray for you, he loved his family. And I just tell you, I thank God upon every remembrance of him, and just grateful for the legacy and the blessing he has been. The gift of Roger has been to all of us. It's just a wonderful time. It's a time of celebration, but it's heartbreaking. We really got to pray for our radio family. We really got to pray for his family, his sweet daughters and sweet wife, and keep our arms wrapped around them during this season.
Yes, absolutely. Asking God to give them comfort and hope and peace and encouragement. And having walked there myself, I can tell you that's a deep, dark valley, and only God can fill that void, meet that need, and bless the family. So, Stu, thank you, brother, for what you've done and for your call and for your statement about Roger. It just reinforces my understanding and recognition of Roger's value in the life that he lived and the legacy that he's left for us all. Thank you, brother, and God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Keep spreading the truth. Keep speaking the truth, brother. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Stu. And I believe we have, is Laura on the phone?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. I actually had the privilege of actually working with Roger, and he was a great man. He would always encourage you. He would always be uplifting you. He was always talking about his family, talking about Jesus.
Amen.
He was just a man of God, and no matter what he was doing or how he could be having a bad day and see that you had a bad day, and he would be more important to him to uplift you than for him to feel what he was going through.
That's right.
He was just that kind of man. And one of my favorite things he used to say, "It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right." You know?
That's right.
And it is going to be all right, but he is missed. His voice is missed. I know they told us here at work on Monday and Tuesday, I had turned my radio back on because I'm blessed to be able to hear in my office. And the first time I heard him, I just stopped and didn't breathe for a second because I realized that wonderful voice, that wonderful man is now with Jesus. And I thank Jesus for that. But he's missed here so much. You know, his presence, his atmosphere, his encouragement of just who he was to us. He was a very loving and caring, kind man. And I just miss him, and I pray my ministry, Let's Talk Ministry, is praying for their family. I can't imagine the heartache of the wife and those three beautiful girls, which he talked about all the time, missing their daddy because he loved them and he loved spending time with them, and he really hated to see any of them go home.
That's right. He did. I remember time and time again when one of the family members, one of the daughters would be in town, and where they lived and where they were going back to and some of the work they were doing. He was overjoyed praising God for his family, for his daughters, for his wife. On several occasions during the almost 12 years now, Roger and I'd get to talking at break time and after the broadcast or before the broadcast for a few moments, and I said, "Brother, I need to get you to come and just preach for me one Sunday, and I'll do the singing." I was so thankful for his heart, for his love for the Lord. Did we lose Laura?
Sounds like we did.
Thank you so much for your call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. Dr. Davis, what say you? With some of the things we've heard, some of the testimonials from his co-workers and others, take a few moments and just do a little footnote to that.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, as I was listening to everyone speaking about the great quality of person that this man is and was.
That's right.
And when we consider the quality of work that he put out, if you had to put a price on that, I'm sure that you couldn't pay him for what he was truly worth.
Right.
I could only hope that he was compensated very well for what he did, I mean, down through the years, because he did quality work. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, it's am comparable.
Well, I
no
can,
one else can compare.
I can jump in for a moment, not knowing all of the details, but I can tell you one thing. His compensation in glory far outweighs anything that he or any one of us will ever get
Amen.
In serving the Lord.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that compensation. Dr.
Amen.
Phelps talked about that a little earlier, about the rewards that the Christian will receive. And part of those rewards are based on what we're doing in serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I believe Chris is on the line. Chris, go over with your question or comment, please. Chris, are you there? Chris, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. Just wanted to say hello, and I just have to say for Roger's family, you know, we want to keep them in prayer, and for a brother that is so precious, you know, I'm so thankful that. You know, if people will take an account and realize, you know, I'm not no special man, but I would be honored if people like today has come on your show and honored Roger.
Amen.
I didn't know Roger, but I'm going to tell you, if he's anything like the brothers that I have, at church, and
yeah.
I want to tell you, iron sharpens iron. And you know, Apostle Paul said, "To be what? To be absent from the body is what? To be present with the Lord." So, I wanted to tell you, for a person that has been in that situation, that's been on that deathbed, I want to tell you, you know, if you don't know Jesus today. Please, while you have time.
Yes, absolutely.
We have time right now.
Yes. Yes, well, Chris, thank you so much for that. Our time is just about out today, but thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think about Roger, let me just give you three final points that I'd like to bring out in this broadcast. First of all, when we think about Roger, I think about his work. Always encouraging others. He didn't look at work as work. He saw it as ministry. And I think about his witness. Always impacting lives for Jesus. And thirdly, when I think about Roger, I think about his wish. If we could talk with Roger right now, I believe Roger's greatest wish would be that you, each and every one that's listening, would say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. That would spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ, with Roger having gone before us. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. Before he died in 1555, the English reformer Hugh Latimer said, "Die once we must, how and where we know not. Here is not our home. Let us therefore accordingly consider things, having always before our eyes that heavenly Jerusalem and the way thereto in persecution." Now there's a man who knew how to face trials and persecutions. That was certainly how Jesus faced trials, wasn't it? Especially his own crucifixion. That's why the Bible says, "And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered."